A small crowd gathered in a chapel on the grounds of Trinity Episcopal Church in Stanton on one October afternoon. They sang not hymns, but protest songs. The event was hosted by the organization Beyond Extreme Energy, a network of activists that aims to raise awareness about the impacts of hydrofracking and other practices by fossil fuel industries. They came to Stanton as part of a road show, promoting their campaign to dissolve the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, and set up a Federal Renewable Energy Commission in its place. FERC is responsible for approving interstate infrastructure that transmits natural gas, oil, and electricity.
They are known to be a rubber stamp agency.
Kathy Strickler, a retiree turned climate activist from Harrisonburg, attended the event.
With approving all applicants except for two, and about the last 30 years. But two of the commissioners did not vote for approval of the ACP and MVP because they said they had concerns about the need and the environmental impacts.
Opponents of the pipeline cite accelerated climate change, health and safety risks, ecosystem destruction, and the abuse of eminent domain as reasons for their activism. Strickler is involved with a community group known by the acronym RAPTORS, which co-hosted the Stanton gathering. It stands for
the Rockingham Alliance for the Protection and Transformation of Our Resources and Society.
Josh Vanna has participated in RAPTORS since the group formed in 2016 in support of the resistance against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, the group focuses on the two new pipelines passing through Virginia.
Whether that's showing up to a state water control board meeting or an air pollution control board meeting in Richmond or raising money to support direct action in Southwest Virginia, blocking construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline.
The direct action Vanna is referring to is the Yellowfinch tree sit in the path of the Mountain Valley Pipeline near Elliston, a small town just west of Roanoke. A tree sit is a civil disobedience tactic in which a protester lives on a platform elevated in the trees to impede construction efforts in that area. The Yellowfinch tree sit has now been continuously occupied for more than 400 days. RAPTORS held a fundraiser for the activists in January and is planning another for early 2020.
We had a fundraiser called Still Here, and it was to celebrate and support the direct resistance to the Mountain Valley Pipeline in Southwest Virginia, as well as West Virginia, the support that we raised either in cash donations or material goods have just been one little helping hand for our friends up in the trees and their trusty ground support.
The Atlantic Coast Pipeline will pass closer to home through Highland, Augusta, and Nelson counties. Stan Driver, who lives in Augusta County, attended the Beyond Extreme Energy event to stay up to date on the pipeline's progress and permitting struggles.
The pipeline is going to pass within about a half a mile of my house and run up the valley along the creek all the way to the mountain. It alarms me because I live right on Back Creek and near Shenando Lake. And I'm aware that if they do all this industrial drilling and the spoil that comes from that, it's going to sediment Back Creek. It'll probably wind up in Shenando Lake. It will deface the side of the mountain there in such a beautiful place where we all live.
As part of the roadshow, the activists screened a 15-minute video denouncing the relationship between FERC and the natural gas pipelines.
FERC allows tree clearing and construction to begin on homeowners' property before states issue legally required air and water quality permits.
The narrator in that clip is Andy Hins, who is traveling with Beyond Extreme Energy Roadshow. He spent most of his professional career working for FERC in the IT department.
The whole time I was working, I had in my mind that when I retired, I wanted to volunteer to do something about the environment. I just had the woke moment where it's like, you know, are we done? Is the earth gone? Once you come to that realization, it kind of consumes you because you're worried about every living thing on the planet.
Kathy Strickler had a similar epiphany when she and her husband Charlie assisted with relief efforts in Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina, and they began researching the connections between fossil fuels, climate change, and extreme weather events.
Then I started reading the science and understanding what was going on, and the facts of science are real, and we need to move on it. And so, yeah, it has become a mission.
The Stricklers traveled to Washington, D.C. in September to march in the global climate strikes.
We have spent a lot of time spinning our wheels because it's always the choir that comes. And that's why I'm so thrilled to see the young people finally starting to jump in. It's their future, not mine.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy Behakey.